Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Israel normalizes relations with another of the Arab states, Morocco. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to give us the details in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
And David, it seems like good news. Morocco and Israel normalizing relations. This is the fourth of these nations, these Arab nations, coming together and finally deciding to have a relationship with Israel. Good news, is it not?
Oh, definitely good news, Jimmy, although not terribly unexpected, because Israel and Morocco did actually have diplomatic relations following the signing of the Oslo Accords in 1993. And of course, Jimmy, it's very exciting to many Israelis because the second largest group of immigrant Jews in Israel are Moroccan Jews. Over a million people in Israel trace some of their family at least back to Morocco. That was the largest Jewish community in any Arab country over the centuries, a highly educated community because France basically controlled the area. Before that, Spain, very Europeanized, but definitely Sephardic Jews, a little bit darker in color usually, and a very religious. The Shas religious party is largely made up of Moroccan Jews, Jews of that descent. They have a strong culture, so there's always been those ties. But, of course, after the second Palestinian uprising in 2000, King Hassan broke the diplomatic relations that had been established. But now they've been reestablished by King Mohammed, the new king there. And very exciting news, and it's going to be another destination for Israeli tourists to feel comfortable in. And just an exciting move indeed, and another fruit of the Abraham covenants that President Trump and Jared Kushner, who was very involved, by the way, in negotiating this deal behind the scenes with the foreign minister of Morocco, produced.
David Dolan with the details behind the normalization of relations between the Jewish State of Israel and Morocco. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Arab nation of Morocco is the fourth Arab nation to normalize relations with the Jewish State of Israel. And that makes six Arab nations altogether to have a peace agreement with Israel. Many believe that these peace accords between Israel and the Arab world may seem to be pushing back the prophetic scenario of the Arab states trying to destroy the Jewish state. However, these events only enhance the fact the peace agreements, which will make way for the Antichrist to come on the scene to confirm these peace accords when they fall apart. That's Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...